Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. For grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Steve Clark, and I'm sharing this week from some of my favorite chapters of the Bible. Today we're going to read Isaiah 53 or 55. Yesterday it was 53. Today I'd like to read some or most or maybe even all of Isaiah 55. It's only 13 verses. And I'm going to make some comments along the way, so I guess we'll just see how it goes. And so if you have your Bibles, turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 55. I'm going to start with verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come. Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Well, this is the great invitation, the universal call for all, anyone who would want to come to God. It's not an invitation to come to some ocean or to some lake or to some river, although it does say come to the waters, but I believe he's talking about the living water, the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to the water, to the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. And it doesn't take money. It doesn't take fame. It doesn't take fortune. It doesn't take a master's degree or anything like that. If you're the lowliest of people, you can come to God. If you're the richest or the most noble person in the world, you can come to God. All it takes is thirst. Everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. If you're thirsting after God, you can find him and you can have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the living water. And then it asks this question, verse 2, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Well, people search after many things and seek after many things. They're thirsty after many things. But oftentimes it's not thirsting after God. It's thirsting after money or pleasure or power or many, many different kinds of things, drugs or whatever it may be. People are thirsty, but not thirsty after God, and they spend their money for that which doesn't satisfy. And it says here, wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And it says, in your labor that satisfieth not. All those other things will not satisfy. Only the Lord Jesus Christ will. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Jesus satisfies. The relationship with him and with the Father satisfies. It's the only thing that satisfies these souls of ours. All the other things of this world, hey, they're fun for a time. They're fun for a season. But they lead to a miserable life. Think about a person who starts drinking when, you know, he's young and he goes to parties and has a good time. But what is the end of that, a life of drunkenness, when a person is addicted to that thing and their life is ruined and their mind is ruined? It doesn't satisfy. Yeah, it satisfies maybe or is pleasurable for a season, but that season will soon be over. And what does a man have? Nothing. Oftentimes divorce and children who won't even talk to him anymore because of the way he's lived and all these kind of things. So it doesn't satisfy. Verse 3, Isaiah 55:3, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Well, this is a promise that God's made, and God keeps his promise. If we incline our ear and come to him, he will hear, and our soul will live. And he makes an everlasting covenant with us. And that covenant is salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ that we talked about yesterday. Verse 4, behold, I have given him, Jesus, for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Jesus Christ came not only for the Jew, but he came for every tribe and every nation, and that all nations, all the Gentiles that once were without God, didn't even hardly had a chance to come to God, can now come to God through Jesus Christ. And I praise God for that, because I don't think there's any Jewish blood that's flowing through my veins, and it's only because of Jesus Christ that I can be saved as a Gentile, saved by the blood of Christ. And verse 6 is what I started this off with, is, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." And if God is calling you, I just encourage you to seek him while he can be found. Don't turn a deaf ear. Don't turn your back, but seek the Lord, and he will meet with you, and he will live inside of you. Verse 7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts." This is talking about repentance. We need to come to God with repentance, repenting of all the wicked things that we've done. And as the Lord brings things to our mind, even of things in the past, to make restitution, to repent of those things also. And then it says, "And he will have mercy upon him," to those who repent, "and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Jesus came to this earth as a Savior to save us from our sins and to deliver us from a life of sinfulness and wretched living. But we need to forsake our way, and even those thoughts that brought us away from God. And verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." And, you know, we think of God sometimes as kind of on the same level as man, but he is not. His ways are so much higher than our ways. He sits in the heavens, and he rules over the whole earth, and he is able to hear every and see everything that happens in this earth all at the same time. He has he can hear all the different things that people all over the world say, the 7 billion people, and he can hear it all at the same time, these different things. God is so much higher than man, and he's the one that's created the heavens. He's created the earth, all the atoms and molecules, all the minute little forms of creation, up to the largest of all the planets and suns and stars and universe. He's created it all. And it says here in verse 9, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Verse 10, "For as the rain cometh down from heaven," "for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So just as water comes to this earth, and makes the grass grow, makes the corn grow, makes all the trees and everything else grow. And it's very obvious that where the water doesn't come, in the deserts, that things don't grow there. And so as the rain comes down and waters the earth, it's a very obvious thing. God's word also, when it comes into our hearts and into our lives, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It will accomplish what God would please for it to do if we allow it to do that in our hearts. We have to be thirsty. Anyway, I guess there's just two more verses. Maybe I'll read those quickly here. "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign, that it shall not be cut off." And I think of that as, in our lives, the things that are wanting in our lives, the things that are sinful in our lives, the things that are are not right in our lives. Those are like the thorns. Those are like the briars. Those are like the things that are not good in a sense in nature. But the fir tree and the myrtle tree and the fruit trees and all these things that produce wonderful things to eat. And it's the comparison there of our lives that are bound in sin will just bring forth thorns and snares and problems. But when we repent of our sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll have a fruitful life. There's a verse in Galatians that says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And that's my prayer for you, that you would sow to the Spirit and that you would be able to have a life that is blessed and full of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God bless you. Thanks for listening. If you want to leave a voicemail for us on our mailbox, in our mailbox, press 099, and then after you leave the message, press the pound key, and it'll give you another option to save it by pressing 1. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in.